Thanks to improving technology, the food industry is getting better and better at detecting problems in the food supply, such as E. coli or salmonella contaminations. That's partly why we're seeing more food recalls today than a few years ago. But the next step, quickly finding the source and final destination of unsafe food, that's a little more complicated, particularly when it comes to fruits and vegetables. A recently enacted law requires the produce industry to come up with a system for tracking produce from field to fork, but as Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson reports, there's a big holdup.
Dell Smith turns on the engine to his blue 18-wheeler and lets it idle for a moment in a Walmart parking lot in Mexico, Missouri. The slight mustachioed 62-year-old trucker has survived rodeos, Vietnam, and an industrial accident in Texas. But he never expected to die in this very truck from a cantaloupe he bought in July at an Illinois farm stand.
I bought a muskmelon, two watermelons, and I ate most of the muskmelon myself Saturday and Sunday before I left.
3 days later, he began to feel violently ill.
11 o'clock, I woke up thinking I was going to die. I've never been so sick.
Smith spent 2 days on the bunk inside the cab of his truck, dry heaving and running to the bathroom with diarrhea. When he felt himself getting weaker, he managed to get himself to the nearest hospital. The nurse told him he had salmonella and that he was lucky to be alive.
They said if I'd have stayed in the truck another day or two, I'd have never made it out. I don't want it again.
By the time Smith got back to work in August, salmonella had sickened nearly 200 people. Two people had even died. The Food and Drug Administration, working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, eventually linked the outbreak to cantaloupes on an Indiana farm. The melons were recalled, but the outbreak didn't end until October. And it's not like this was an isolated incident. Each year, 1 in 6 Americans get sick from a foodborne illness, and 3,000 die, according to the CDC. Although contaminated produce is not always responsible, meat, seafood, peanuts, and dairy are also big culprits, a listeria outbreak last year that also involved cantaloupe was the deadliest foodborne disease outbreak in the U.S. in 90 years. Although the FDA and CDC were quick to investigate, experts say detecting the sources of outbreaks like these could be faster.
We need whole chain traceability. We're all speaking the same language. So when there is a problem, the FDA can quickly trace that back and know where the product came from, and even more important, where did it go?
That's Dan Vache. He's vice president of supply chain management for United Fresh Produce Association, which is one of three trade groups that formed the Produce Traceability Initiative 4 years ago. The initiative now has 34 members on its leadership council who are calling for a common barcode to be on every product. They're also in favor of shared software that would allow a company to trace back any given fruit or vegetable to its source and share the records with the FDA within 48 hours. Right now, that process can take weeks.
With the cantaloupe last year, the company went out of business. I mean, they didn't do a very good job. They didn't have good traceability. And they didn't have, quite honestly, they didn't have good agricultural practices within their facility for food safety. So if you're not going to get serious about traceability and food safety, then, you know, you have to consider, are you in the right business?
There's actually a new law that could force the produce industry from top to bottom to get serious about traceability. President Obama signed the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act last year. Among other things, it requires the industry to adopt new traceability measures that could include the universal barcode system. But more than 6 months ago, the act was sent to the Federal Office of Management and Budget for a cost-benefit analysis, and there it remains. There's speculation that the FDA may have trouble enforcing the law with a shrinking budget, and that small businesses are pushing back. But it may be that it's just a complex problem. Liberty Fruit Company in Kansas City, Kansas, understands the challenge. Liberty gets 26 million pounds of fruit and vegetables a week from suppliers all over the country. It then repacks and delivers the food to grocery stores, restaurants, and other customers in 9 states, from Iowa to Texas. Like all food handlers and growers, Liberty is required by the Bioterrorism Act of 2002 to keep records of who it buys products from and who it sells products to. The company sees as many as 8 recalls a week sometimes.
So this would be our citrus, soft veg, 45-degree cooler.
As we walk through the company coolers, Liberty Chief Operating Officer Scott Danner explains that the company can alert all of its buyers to a recalled product within 24 hours. That's thanks to the company's own system of computerized codes it puts on each box of produce.
How would you know where one of these boxes came from? Is it on the box? Is it something
on the lot? There's a lot sticker.
Oh, yep. The lot sticker.
The lot sticker that tells us, here's the lot, our code, whose tomatoes, these are Wendy's tomatoes, and when it came in. Okay. And it goes in a cooler M.
Back in his office, Danner says Liberty would be game for switching over to a universal barcode system, but it's not going to be cheap.
Is it
going to
happen? I don't know. It's mainly the cost of implementing that throughout the whole spectrum of our industry. And, you know, you're talking grower level, the importer level, the distributor level, retailer, food service, hotels, casinos. I mean, I've heard numbers in the billions.
While lawmakers decide how to move forward on the Food Safety Modernization Act, the produce industry is making the point that it's not shying away from food safety concerns. And with better technology on the market that's able to quickly detect pathogens in everything from peanuts to beef, every second counts. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.